You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device. Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me.
It's the proverbial show that must go on, whether anyone's there to hear it or not. It's more lost time. And a would-be memorial show, I suppose. In the past couple weeks, we lost Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees and Chris Etheridge of the Flying Burrito Brothers, before that, International Submarine Band. And so, you know, I thought I should play rare records by those guys. There's no shortage of them. But it was just the last show that we talked all about Dick Clark and Levon Helm, and I was thinking, rock and roll's almost 60 years old. I think the sad fact that we're going to start seeing people die every week, pretty much. I'm not much interested in turning this into a American Top obituary, you know, a countdown of the week's Walking Dead. Though I will say that's an awesome idea for a podcast. So instead, this week, I'll just go ahead with what I'd originally wanted to do. Two really unappreciated Australian bands and a soul singer that I've never really been able to learn anything about, but I think I scraped together some information, and also an old mod single from the 60s. But first, a couple of 90s cuts that I always feel like radio missed out on. First, Brendan Benson is he's a singer-songwriter who makes consistently good records. But his first LP, called One Mississippi, is full of good stuff, but it's out of print. So see what you think of this song. It's from 1996. This is Brendan Benson and a tune called Sittin' Pretty.
If I point my gun at you, are you gonna see it my way? And if I tell you what to do, I think we can make it work this way. Just wait for me at home. I'm going down, I'm taking you. Yeah.
1993 and an LP called Rapple Dapple. That's Greenbury Woods and a song called That's What She Said. So what I want to do is I want to play these two really mostly unappreciated, really mostly unknown singles by Australian bands. First is from 1981 and it's by the Shy Impostors, who were not around for a long time before they sort of morphed into an act called the Sunny Boys and got some attention in Australia and New Zealand. Never really any attention over in the United States, but had a bunch of singles as the Sunny Boys. But before that, the Shy Impostors. And this is a really kind of a neat song. It's got a few different parts to it. And it's aged a little weirdly, but I still love it. I can almost guarantee that you haven't heard this one from 1981. This is At the Barrier.
Down the runway, purple and blue, lights illuminate visions of you. Red, red and pause, now pause and safety belts, please. No smoking, no crying, no sentimentality. Across the dark, the lights of the bar reflect on the tarmac, faces in tar. Lost in the snowfall as fading.
Yeah.
That's Big Cat by The Clean. In small circles, The Clean are legendary, but even some fans in the U.S. haven't had a chance to hear their first LP called Vehicle. It first came out in 1990. It's never really been easy to come by in the U.S., and it's really, really good. It's on a label called Flying Nun that's sort of legendary. And that tune near the end of the record. It's called Big Cat. And speaking of hard to come by, this is a good time for a word from our sponsor. You know, More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, which aren't available in stores right now because they're not yet available anywhere. Lucille Schwab, who co-owns the New Generation Baking Company, sometimes gets less done than she'd like to because she also aspires to be a writer. She likes to write. She loses track of time, and the day sort of slips away. And this week she meant to set up a major distributor for Modern Age Brownies, but instead she spent a bunch of time writing to TV networks to ask why she hasn't heard from them about her ideas for reality TV shows. She put together a big list of pitches for new reality TV shows. And I think she has some really good ideas. You know, reality TV isn't for everybody, but if you've seen some of it, my guess is you can imagine that these shows would be at least as good as anything out there. She's got a whole bunch of them. She sent all these pitches out to the networks. She's got, You Call That Juggling, America's Funniest Chefs, Are You Taller Than Your Father? That's sort of one of those game shows. Oh, here's another one. Who Wants to Punch a Millionaire? Antiques Road Race. Married to a Mind Reader. That sounds good. Who's Got Hepatitis? Tax Return Island. Celebrity Scuba Lesson. $100 Wedding. Library Wars. And Mr. and Mrs. Magician. See, I'd watch any of those. I like that Lucille doesn't seem interested in being on a reality show. She likes the behind-the-scenes stuff. People interested in creating something behind the scenes always seem like a safer bet than the ones who crave the spotlight. You know, nobody ever said that bringing you the perfect brownie was going to be a glamour business, but she accepts that, and the least you can do is take the damn brownie, at least once you can. Modern Age Brownies, so delicious, it's surreptitious. Just you wait and see. You know, back to the music. This next cut is by Barbara Howard, a soul singer that I've never really been able to find out anything about, but earlier this week, I hit the internet and started just Googling, and sort of piecing together discography info and trying to figure out something. I know in 1969 there was an LP called Barbara Howard on the Rise, but I've never seen one available, and I don't know, apparently she didn't rise. She made a few singles, and I think the singles themselves, they were like production demos made to get her a record deal, not actual records that were made for wide sales. And weirdly, on one of them she covers You Made Me So Very Happy, which was written by Brenda Holloway, which I've talked about here because I played a Brenda Holloway song a couple weeks ago. But all these Barbara Howard singles, they all seem to be produced and pressed by a guy named Stephen Reese, who was like a businessman out in Cincinnati. And he's credited with writing this really terrific cut that I'm going to play now. So to the best of my knowledge, based on the records of a company called Wright Custom Pressing on Lockland Road in Cincinnati. This is from 1969. It's Barbara Howard with I Don't Want Your Love.
What can a girl do when her guys aren't true? I don't want your kisses, and I don't want your morning.
That's Funny Things by the Redcaps, the B-side to a single called Mighty Fine Girl on a 45 on Decca. But the better cut, I think, better than the A-side. My guess is that the record is worth some money if I had it in the cool picture sleeve that I've seen online, but the one I have is not. It was in a grab bag that you could get at Planet Records in Kenmore Square in Boston about 25 years ago. At Planet Records, they'd wrap up a stack of about 30 45s with no sleeves in a big brown bag, and they'd staple it shut, and they'd charge you $4.99 for it. And the guys who put those grab bags together would try to make sure that you got at least one or two things in there that would justify the price, though the luck of the draw would be whether or not the guy who put your grab bag together was into the same sort of stuff that you were into. So for all I know, every now and then I'd get one of those grab bags, and it would just be, you know, I had no idea whether anything I got in there was worth anything. You know, I have some old Artie Shaw records that might be worth something. I have no idea. Or some, you know, country records or polka records that I've just given away. By the way, the Redcaps were from Walsall, West Midlands. That's near Wolverhampton. And they didn't see a lot of success, but from what little I've been able to read, they were really liked and respected by other artists at the time. The guys in the band came up backing Gene Vincent and Stevie Wonder when those guys came to the UK. And after the band broke up, the different musicians in the Redcaps got studio and road work with Fleetwood Mac and Black Sabbath and a lot of others. So we got time for one more. If you like this program, then you probably know the Plimsolls. But I've never felt like Peter Case from the Plimsolls, I've never felt like his solo material got enough attention. So I'm going to play this one. This is my favorite cut from his first solo record from 1986. This is Walk in the Woods.
I passed the cemetery down by the Willow Bend, half a mile from the railroad track. Let's see together these two lovers hand in hand. Took a walk in the woods and they never come back. They took a walk in the woods and they never come back. Metal from the radio, it rang out through the fields. Just when they thought they found the track, through a patch of four-leaf clover that vanished in thin air. They took a walk in the woods and they never come back. They took a walk in the woods and they never come back. Never before in history has this town been so up in arms.
You never heard such misery as those bloodhounds cross the farms. Between God and the police, they were protected from all harm. Until they walked in the woods and they never come back. They took a walk in the woods and they never come back. They never come back. They never come back. You never heard such theories, but none of them could they prove. Oh, for the missing children, no conscience could be soothed. They took a walk in the woods and they never come back. Well, that was 15 years ago. I guess we've come a long, long way. I never heard the end of it, you know, I couldn't stay. When I'm not stuck for time or money, I still wonder about that day. I took a walk in the woods and I never come back. I took a walk in the woods and I never come back. I never come back. I never come back. I took a walk in the woods and I never come back.
Peter Case, thanks for listening to More Lost Time number 39. The program was written by Tody Line, with editorial assistance by Mike Lamity, produced and engineered by Victor Spoils, filling in for Tony Nominee, who's on road assignment. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, a worldwide network of media properties owned and operated by corporate parent Salt Mineral Global. Listeners to Project Acquisition podcasts have the opportunity to earn cash and merchandise by helping to grow audiences, by subscribing through iTunes, and recommending our programs to friends and their families. And our email address is morelosttime@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @morelosttime. That's the program. Another piece of your life that you can't get back, and the sound of More Lost Time.